Blog Talk Radio.
Along the land we consuming, eating, deleting, ruining. trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies say I'm mystical prayers. Superstitious, so over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes like part of me, but I got a real big spirit, a fearless, a fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier since 7 years old, I held real dead bodies in my arms. Felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. All the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Sabali. Patience. Yeah.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. I told y'all I was going to be coming back with a whole new series. So tonight's episode is called Overcoming Europeanization. All right, we're going in on some real topics. I appreciate everybody who's tuned in tonight and everybody who is going to be tuning in for these series, okay? I also want to let y'all know as a reminder, check out the show, you know, check out the site, KendraJustine.com, and go to my YouTube channel. You'll find me on YouTube, Kendra Justine, type it in, and you can see past episodes from season one. Season two, really taking it to the next level, y'all. So, you know, just stay tuned for that, all right? Also, look out for the tour. I'm officially announcing it again, okay? Tour is happening. February 2016, I'll be taking this thing on the road with somebody special, okay? We're taking it to a whole nother level. So, to not drag it out, we're getting right on the topic. I got about 22 minutes left. I'm doing 30-minute episodes now instead of the 15 minutes, okay, because we're going to be going on some things that I need to elaborate on, all right? So tonight's episode, Overcoming Europeanization. What do I mean by that? And yes, I put peon intentionally, okay? What do I mean by that? What does that mean? The reason I'm bringing this up is because there are a lot of us, a lot of black people, you know, even myself when I first began coming into consciousness, which I can't say that really just happened. I've always been at least semi-conscious, you know. But it took a whole nother route when I finally discovered who we are, where we really come from, the rich history that we have on this planet. You understand what I'm saying? The human beings, the original human beings who gave birth to even people that we call Europeans today. You see what I'm saying? So one of the common pitfalls that I see is that black people are more concerned, not all, but a lot of black people I see, and even in the conscious community, which is what kills me, because it's one thing to just not know and, you know, be, they say ignorance is bliss. So you have a lot of people who are just ignorant to things, and that's fine. But for people who are supposed to be in the know, this gets a little bit tricky because I see a lot of conscious people having discussions, you know, about what the white man's doing, what this person is doing. Every week they're doing something new. You see what I'm saying? So the problem with that is that it's a bunch of distractions. You know, what they're doing with the chemtrails, what's going on with the vaccinations. All of these things are good to know. What's going on with the food, the GMOs, you know, the thing that they had, what's going on with CERN. The Million Man March just happened. They were like, oh, that's not even on BET. I'm like, what do y'all expect? You know, and that shouldn't even really be important. You know, we shouldn't be looking to the TV network to be putting out stuff that's going to be beneficial to our people. That's foolish, you know, to even think. What do they say? Doing the same thing and respecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. So even on Facebook, you know, because there's a rampant so-called conscious community on Facebook, and the only things that I'll ever see is, look at what the white man doing, look at this, look at that, they never going to let us prosper, look at, and I'm like, yo, how are you going to overcome that? You see what I'm saying? What's the point of being conscious if the only thing that we're doing is looking at what white people are doing and not making any changes about it? I remember when I first really came into consciousness, I was like, you know, I was coming across all kind of information about our history, who we are as a people, and I was, you know, appalled by it. I was bugged out. You know, I went through the depths of it, started to look at slavery and what really happens during slavery, you know, what really happened, because even the little version of slavery that we get in school, that's nothing near to what was really going on, y'all. You know, they were doing disgusting things, all right? Very disgusting. It was a spiritual thing, you know, where our people are still suffering, you know, mentally and spiritually as a result of that. Slavery is not just something that just happened. That's still in people's blood. And it's no coincidence why a lot of our people are acting out in the ways that they do, because, you know, there's still a lot of healing that needs to take place. But we're not healing, because the only thing that we're doing is pointing fingers, you know, and building up our ego. You see what I'm saying? So we really need to go within, and that's what this episode is about. How do you overcome Europeanization? What do I mean by that? Everything that you've been taught in school, just the way society is, the television, the radio, our whole society is structured based on Europeans. The educational system, I'm not even going to get into what they don't teach, but I'm going to talk about the way they do teach. It's not holistic. And it's not conducive to who we really are. You understand what I'm saying? You have to learn on a holistic level, intellectually as well as spiritually, you know. So, and then you have to apply that which you know. It's not enough to just be like, okay, I know we're from Kemet, we're from this place, where, you know, we built the pyramids. We did all of that, okay? We did all of that and much more that we don't even know about. But what's the point in knowing if you're not going to do anything with what you know? Okay? Wisdom is applied knowledge, so that's what we have to get into. All right? So this whole thing, all of us wants black liberation. But how is that going to happen? How are we going to get black liberation? The only way to get black liberation is for one, focus on yourself. This is real talk. When I first started the Kendra Justine Show Season 1, y'all check that out on YouTube. As I said, just type in Kendra Justine. Y'all pull up old episodes, okay? Season 2 starts November 11th, 22 days. Tune in. When I first started the show, you know, I was all into, you know, I want to get this message to my people. I feel like if they know who they are, to change them, all black people need to do is just hear this information. They don't know. We don't know who we are. We don't know all this stuff about our history. So I started a show. I knew I couldn't stop white people from doing chemtrails or giving out vaccines or giving us GMO organic grapes and apples. But I was like, you know, one thing that I can do, I have a camcorder. I'm good in front of the camera. I can talk, no problem. Let me start speaking about these things so I can spread the message over my YouTube channel, which I had already started about 3 or 4 years ago doing natural hair stuff. So I was like, I could just use this as a platform to speak about these things that we should be talking about as a people. And that's exactly what I did. You see what I'm saying? So that's some kind of proactivity, and that's what we need to step into. We can't just be reactive. Oh, look what they did to you know, Trayvon Martin. Look what they did to Michael Brown. I'm not going to lie. The Michael Brown thing caught me off guard, and I was really surprised at myself, because I'm like, man, you know better than this. They do this on purpose to mess with your emotions, okay? If you listen to the first part, you know, the 30 Days to Success Challenge, shouts out to everybody who tuned into that. On the 30 Days to Success Challenge, it was all about positive thinking. You know, why did I do, I did 30 episodes. That was like weeks. I probably did that series over 90 days. But now there's 30 official episodes where you can really focus on increasing your vibration, okay? And that's why I did that. We have to learn how to shift from negativity to positivity, all right? That's the only way, that's the only place where there is any kind of production, all right? You can't get anything from negative thoughts. That's very low energy. And these so-called white people, you see that we feel is just the biggest and baddest enemy of all. Any negative entity feeds off of negativity, okay? So the people who are the so-called powers that be, which isn't necessarily all white people, but a small percentage, because most white people are just as lost as black people. The only difference is a lot of them are benefiting off of so-called white privilege. You see what I'm saying? But they just as lost, and even more lost, because they have no idea about even the things that conscious people understand. They don't even understand where they come from. You see what I'm saying? So we have to move past this. We cannot be controlled. You know, how many police brutality videos are we going to share? What is that doing? When you see another a brother or a sister getting beat up or harassed by the cops, does that make you feel good? It doesn't. So what's the point in sharing it? You know, people might as well be sharing child molestation videos. Like, I know that sounds very dramatic, but that's what we're doing when we're sharing that type of negativity. Now, I could understand if we're sharing those videos and every time, you know, we share a video, something, you know, something happens. Somebody takes moves. Somebody takes out a cop, for example, just throwing that out there. That would be different. But we're just sharing these videos, letting all of that negativity into our spirit, and we're not getting anything out of it but more. Because what you focus on grows, okay? And that's the whole purpose of that 30-day to success challenge. Check that out. I guarantee if you listen to one episode every day for 30 days, you're gonna have a whole new state of mind, a whole new state of mind, okay? So one thing that I want to talk about, you know, just to clear the table, in the first episode of my show, I'm going to be really going into this, you know, on the Kendra Justine Show on YouTube. So I'm just going to touch on it tonight. But as a lot of us know, and just for anybody who may be tuned in, like I said, I appreciate everybody who's tuned in tonight. You know, stop comparing yourself to white people. You know, that's just first things first. Just we have to stop comparing ourselves to white people. Even saying that they're the devil, that's just too much power. You know, because what's the devil to God? The equal opposite. So even when you say, oh, the white people the devil, you're comparing them to yourself. So we just need to just drop all of that. They come from us. That's the best thing that I came up with when doing research on where do white people come from. You understand what I'm saying? So these people have, to be generous, let's say that they've been on the planet 6,000 years, even less than that. They just got on the planet, y'all. And we're so focused. Every time they try to get our attention, we give it to them. That has to stop, all right? I'm not even going to go. I have about 12 minutes left, so I'm not even going to go into the truth about the origin of the so-called white race. All right? Just stay tuned. November 11th, check out episode 1. I will be going in full details on where they actually come from. So the whole question tonight, how do we overcome Europeanization? You know, we have to tap into black power. Everybody talks about black power. Black power this, black power that. But what is black power? Black power is in your melanin. People even know about that. You know, I know that you're not surprised. We're starting to find out, wow, melanin has a lot of benefits. It's more than just the complexion of your skin. It has a lot to do with everything, okay? It's that secret chemical. Even when you extract blood, when they extract blood from you, they still can't extract melanin. It doesn't work like that. So they can't even study this the way that they want to. You see what I'm saying? So tapping into that melanin, that's where your power's going to come from. And the way to get into who you are, you have to go within. You know, a lot of our people in the so-called conscious community are always looking for a leader, always looking for somebody to follow. But you can only get so far with that. That's the same thing as the church mentality. You know, going to listen to the pastor and not even reading the Bible for yourself. I can't even count, you know, on my hands how many people I've met that went to church in their life way more than me and didn't even read the Bible. I was only in church for about a 2-year period, heavy, you know, and I read the Bible a few times. You see what I'm saying for myself? And then after extracting what I needed and realizing some things, I graduated from that environment. I would say it like that, you know. Not dissing anybody who goes to church, but there's levels to everything. I'll just say you don't stay in elementary school your whole life. You know what I'm saying? You have to move on to the next. So as long as something is helping you out, it's fine. But if you see you're not making any progress or you're stagnant, that's when it's time to start looking for other ways, all right? Because this whole life process is about evolution. So the whole thing is we have to tap in, y'all. I'm going to be going in on this series, on the radio series, just about different techniques and how to really activate your power. No white man, no person. You know, it's crazy to me that people call themselves gods, goddesses, and all this type of thing, but then turn around and are complaining about what white people are doing. It shouldn't matter. The take-home from this episode that I asked for everybody on the line, you know, next time you see something that white people are doing, next time you hear something, next time a white person even comes to you with a crazy opinion, because, you know, they got crazy opinions about stuff, ignore it. Like, it doesn't matter, you know. If you say, you know, you're not going to compare yourself to a dog or a cat, you know. You're not going to worry about what a dog is doing. Oh, that dog pissed me off. No, you're not even on the same level. So that's what's going on here. Anytime that they can make you look at them and pay attention to them, just like that bad little kid who does anything for attention just to get you to notice them, that's what's been going on. That's why they do everything to get our attention. I feel like the most powerful medium that they do have is the television, you know, and that's not going to last forever. We got the internet, you know, people aren't even tuning into the television like how they used to. People are seeing through these things for the most part. All the things that they send to us, the, you know, the chemtrails, the vaccinations, you know, there's ways around that. My daughter's not vaccinated, you know what I'm saying? So it's always ways that we can be proactive. But even for the food, even for the chemicals that they're spraying, the chemtrails and things of that nature, that's what the melanin does. It's always changing. Our melanin, we adapt to everything. You know, just sometimes take, instead of feeling like a slave and, you know, just low and like the white man is your owner, even look at that. You know, we're the only group of people who went through something like that. There was slavery before, slavery all over the world. There's still slavery today. But there's nothing like that. You know, it wasn't done in that type of way. You're talking about, you know, women, pregnant women, lined up. They'll line them up, take one of them, slice her belly, all right? Let the baby hit the floor and stomp on the baby's head. And I'm saying this as I have my daughter in my hand right now. What did that do when that happened? The first thing that does is sends fear through all the women who are watching. Let's not even talk about the lady who got ripped up, all right? The women who are watching, they get fear automatically, and guess who else does? The baby. Because whatever you feel, your baby feels. That's why it's important to really, you know, take care of a pregnant woman, because everything that she's going through, that baby's also feeling as well. So systematic fear. For my people who do enjoy the Bible, who have read it, what does it say? God gave you not the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we got to take our power back. The only power that they have is the power that we give to them, and that's facts. Everybody knows about the five senses, the regular five senses, hear, touch, you know, smell, taste, and feel, or whatever, or sight. You know I missed one of them and said it out of order. So everybody knows about these things, but we got to tap into that sixth sense, and that's what we have that they don't have access to. And that's true. That's where the melanin comes in, all right? The pineal gland. If you see my hat, I have these hats that I have. My line is high frequency. Shouts out to that. Y'all will see it on the new episodes of the Kendra Justine Show. All right, that is talking about the pineal gland. Somebody posted on my Facebook page when I posted it. They were like, oh, that's hot, but that's Illuminati. And I'm like, bro, you don't even know your own history, your own science. All right, what is Illuminati? First of all, the 13 bloodlines of Illuminati, that's some white people, and they going at it with each other. All right, for real. That don't even have nothing to do with Jay-Z, Beyonce, and it definitely ain't got nothing to do with me. That's reflective of that pineal gland. Look it up if you haven't heard about it. This slap dab in the middle of your brain. All right, that is the gateway. That's where your power lies. All right. The sixth sense is more than just seeing and hearing spirits. It's things that you can do, okay? It's things that you can do. You can divert things from happening to you. You know, we're talking about what they doing. If we turned around and shifted the focus to ourselves, do you understand that kind of power? Do you understand that we could shut down a whole operation that they so-called have going on? We can disturb and interrupt their rituals. And this is facts. You know, how do you tap into the pineal? I'm not going to get into all the way tonight, but meditation. Anybody on the line, if you want to take home something from this episode, meditate. 15 minutes a day, it'll change your life. You know what I'm saying? X-Men, who has seen X-Men? Probably all of us. Where they got all these supernatural powers, and they start and they develop them. They go to the academy to develop their skills. Some people had the supernatural powers, but they don't know how to use it. They got little white people playing these roles in the movies. Shouts out to Halle Berry, the only black one. They got the little white kids playing all the rest of the roles, but that's you. You are the X-Men. And those powers are inside of you. They got your pineal gland strapped down with the fluoride in the toothpaste, the fluoride in the drinking water, the vaccinations. That's why they got, I think it's over 40 vaccines that they give children as soon as they come out the womb nowadays. I didn't even let my daughter get any. I'm like, nah, she's not. She's getting homeschool anyway. You see what I'm saying? So open up that pineal. We have the power to do that. Their pineal glands automatically calcify by the time they become teenagers. And I'm talking about white people when I say they. They don't have the access because they don't have the melanin that continues to juice that pineal gland. All right? But there's ways to clean it out. And I promise you, it'll make a big difference. You'll be able to see through people. Okay? And do all kinds of things. I can't speak on what you'll be able to do because we each have different gifts. You know, I can speak on my own gifts and my gifts that are increasing, which is irrelevant to you. But what I'm telling you is that you are a God. Now, whether you are a sleeping God or a God who wakes up and decides to utilize what it is that's inside of you, that's a choice of your own. You understand what I'm saying? So I have about 2 minutes left. Like I said, I appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight. You could tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. We're going in on topics like this, okay? This is a new season. We can't take old things into another year, even into another day, all right? So check out the website, KendraDestine.com. Make sure you subscribe on the website, all right? You can put your email in. You'll go to the website. You'll see a red bar. Put your email in there, and you'll get all the updates. Some things I'm not going to be talking about on the show, but I'll be emailing different methods, different things that you can do, you know, to help your pineal gland and just to help you with everyday life, because that's what this is about. You know what I'm saying? This is about digging within and finding something that works. Planning doesn't work. That hasn't gotten us anywhere. How many times are we going to sit around and say, oh, this is what this white person did, this is what they're doing, this is what they're doing, and all the time that we're focusing on what they're doing, which really is nothing but trying to get your attention so that you don't focus on yourself and so that you don't activate that God power. You know, that's all that's been going on. So make sure, y'all, I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. I have about 30 seconds left, okay? Tell people about the show. Make sure you tune in on November 11th, okay, 2015. That's the official start of season 2. It's going to be big. You know what I'm saying? That's all I've been working on. Very legitimate, a lot of good information, a lot of ways that you can take home and find out ways, things to do. It's more than just talking about things, but we actually making moves, all right? I love y'all. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Good night. Peace.